韩国先驱报的一篇报道说，尽管韩国大学生们利用各种机会打工赚学费，但是越来越高昂的学费还是让他们和他们的家庭不堪重负。 The Korea Herald reports at the turn of the month, Koreans brace for the beginning of another vacation season to cool off from the blazing heat of summer. But that luxury was largely deprived from many college students entrusted with the tall task of earning money to cover a sky-high tuition fees before a new semester begins in September. Data from the Organization of Economic Cooperation and Development showed that the college tuition in Korea was the fourth highest among OECD countries in 2013 in relation to purchasing power. With over 70% of high school graduates going to college, more and more students and their families have been saddled with a large financial burden due to education.
Here are the figures. The average college tuition in Korea surged through the 2000s with growth peaking at 10% in 2006. As a result, most students graduate in debt. 7 out of 10 college graduates have received student loans for an average 14.45 million won. That's around $13,000 or 87,000 yuan, according to a survey by the job information portal Saramin.
Yeah, and when I first read the report, I thought maybe the prices of Korean college is the highest in the world. However, the reality is not. Private colleges in the United States charged about $29,000 per year in 2012 to 2030. They are the schools most heavily dependent on money from students.
It's outrageously expensive, isn't it? $29,000 each year of the college course. Shocking. Okay, that's all we have time for today's China Drive. And that's the end of today's media scan.